Are you ready?
Are you feeling it?
It's a brand new year. We're reviewing season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Every Tuesday, we break down the stunts, looks, and lip syncs of season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Start your engine.
Wait, are you feeling it?
Yeah. Let's talk Drag Race.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Tuesday episodes. Are you feeling it? Woo-hoo. Let's talk Drag Race. This is your boy, Andrew Monroe, and I'm sitting here with my lovely, wonderful co-host and roommate,
Tommy Lights.
You were late on the intro, bitch. Where were you? I know we just smoked, but...
I was pulling over. I got pulled over.
You got pulled over on the intro, didn't you?
I got pulled over because my ass too fat.
Bam, bitch. But listen, how does everyone like the new intro? I mean, we're feeling it. We're definitely feeling it. Like, compared to our Friday episode, which I think we're going to kind of, redo and, do a retake since we're learning more.
We're doing things, so we're probably going to do the intro different for the other one. I was really feeling this one, and not just because my vanity was high on my narcissist test.
So, as we're talking about narcissists, if you're already here, you know we are talking about season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race because it's what? A brand new year.
I'm just not going to stop saying that ever.
I know. Yeah, every year. Brand new year. I really think she should just have the show every January.
She should.
Yeah.
It's a cute time. Honestly. She's just filming because she's trying to get this shit done, trying to get it out for the people because people are bored of shit at home.
Right. And so the special part for about this show for us is we are both drag queens. So we both been in the kind of an entertainment world as much as we can be. I mean, I've done my stuff
since I was 21.
Reality TV and I've been performing. Yeah. So it's just cool to get a Midwesterner's perspective, which is what our original Are You Feeling It podcast is. And so now this is a show that you and I
get
both
your
have
Midwesterner
loved.
Perspective.
Yes,
on season
we are from that
13.
Great Lakes state. Yes,
it's a little salt and pepper.
Yeah,
it's not much because
well,
it's what you know.
It's like salt and garlic salt.
Garlic salt,
maybe.
That's my business.
Yeah, that's my business. But anyway, so are you ready to talk about the episode? Because it was kind of a goop and a gap.
I am still gagged, and I am pissed off about it in many, many ways.
Why are you pissed off?
I had no closure.
Yeah.
I need closure.
Yeah.
This is just, it's a whole lot. It's
and I
a
know
whole
we're
going to
talk about
it. And then the whole episode was over, and I was like, that's it?
Right, and we watched it twice because, what I don't want to do, and we talked about this, what I don't want to do doing the podcast is ruin this and make it, work. So I wanted us to watch it twice, when
we
it
watched
premiered.
It for a fun time.
Yeah,
and
for a fun time and then
a work time.
So we could pause it, talk about it, write down what we were writing down. And so we still enjoyed watching it for the first time, not having to worry about work. We just were literally just enjoying it.
It was a cute time, but I was gagged.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you.
I don't know. And then we'll talk about it later because you know my little spy ass. We talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but so first... up into the workroom is Miss Candy Muse from New York City.
Denim.
What did you think of her Canadian little swimsuit?
Who?
Candy. You know the Canadian tuxedo?
That's a Canadian
tuxedo?
Swimsuit?
Well, because the Canadian tuxedo is full denim.
Oh my god, I cannot.
And she was in a bodysuit. So
okay, so this denim was a whole lot, but I really loved her boombox. So good.
Her boombox was great. I really loved, you know how much I love denim.
Yeah, I know.
I will wear denim on denim. I don't care any time of the year. I love denim on denim. I loved all different colors of denim. I don't know. I'm stuck in the 90s. So I absolutely loved Candy Muse's entrance. Her hair was laid. Her
I like
were
that
right.
She had a little K on
yes.
her the front of it. And
it reminded
the
me
on the
of
pocket.
Mean Girls.
Oh, it was
yeah.
very.
I wish
very
you
would have
twisted it around so it was a little nod. Yeah, you know, maybe she played that up. I don't know. Maybe she's not a Mean Girls fan or whatever.
I was vibing with her shit. She's Scorpio. She seemed pretty intense about it. But then her on the main stage. She was just, whimpering away, didn't want to look anybody in the eye. I'm like, bitch, you scared?
Yeah, she got scared. And I think after watching it twice, I was like, okay, so I have to realize, because we'll talk about the lip syncs, but we have to realize this is not what they thought they were getting into.
Mm-mm.
First day is usually, photo shoot and then a DIY makeup outfit.
All the time. It's either a photo shoot or a runway.
Yeah, a photo shoot or a runway. But it's always, they have, I feel like the first episode is always... They have to create an outfit.
Yeah.
But the mini challenge is either a photo shoot or the fall and spring. They were like,
fuck the system.
Yeah, they were like, no, lip syncs now. And I'm wondering if it's so they were so many girls in a different area at a time because of COVID.
That they didn't want them to all be like in together. The same room so at once. Nobody really met everybody, and the girls were separated into two different groups, like the pork chop lounge. And
I don't know. I hope they finally bring them all together next episode, which we'll get to. So we got Candy Muse, and she's funny. I'm loving her.
Talking
she's,
all this good shit about the House of Aja.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, she's so, and she's auditioned 4 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that fucking Aja. She said, the former house of Aja.
The former house. She came out here doing all this shit, and Aja goes on Facebook Live. I'm watching Jake Yans, and he's just over here trying to spill the tea. So I'm watching this live from Aja, and she is killing it. She's like, I'm a Capricorn. I don't know how to take a joke. That was a lot, girl. I let you stay in my house. And I'm like, damn, bitch. Like, she really did you dirty.
Yeah, I don't know why she... I don't know if she wanted to play on the emphasis to make her role on the show more apparent.
She's like, I don't want to be known as Aja's, like, drag daughter.
Which, I don't know why she did so well on the show, but then Aja's backing herself away from the show because it's so toxic. But
yeah, well, the fans...
I mean, the fans, you kids need to really calm your shit down. It's a fucking TV show and they're people.
You need to calm down.
Yeah, listen to Taylor Swift. Doesn't she resonate with you Gen Zs and whatever's behind you?
Like, I don't even resonate with Taylor Swift.
No, I'm so... Okay, that's a different podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so Candy Muse is in there, and then in comes Joey J from Phoenix, Arizona. How do you feel about Filler Queen?
She came in... Filler Queen. All she gave to me was Katya mixed with Magnolia Crawford.
I so feel that.
Like, 100% gave me that.
But, like, do you think her entrance line, she meant to be a double entendre?
Yeah, because
obviously filler. She has filler. She's got and then filler.
But I'm like, girl, why would you call yourself a filler queen?
Right, when you know... In the show, Filler Queen means you're just there you're to there kill
you're
going to
go home. You're not going to win.
Yeah. Why would you want to put yourself with it? I would never walk into, like, my job and been, like, filler associate or whatever.
No.
You know?
I'm sorry about it. No, if I'm walking into Drag Race, I'm going to be like, all right, I won. Y'all can go home.
Especially your first words ever in the fucking workroom.
Manifest that shit. Bring that shit to life.
Right. But... And I don't know what the chickens. I love Candy because she's the type of person that has to be like, oh no, baby, those are chicken feathers.
Those are chicken feathers. You couldn't even afford chicken feathers are the cheapest feathers.
Yeah. Yes. Like, she's like, I'm gonna start drama with the second bitch that walks in the room.
I mean, but she was shedding those feathers
everywhere. Workroom, runway, and I don't know. I was so over it. Clucking and bucking, so and she's all whatever. Cluck, cluck, cluck. I don't know. And she has a real-time job, or a real day job, she says. And she's like a one type of show bitch. I resonate with that because I'm like, I've always had a job I would perform one night a week.
I have a day job, yes.
Yeah, like, I have to make my money because the scene where I'm at is not popping.
Nope.
So, I don't know. But then they make their way to the main stage and they have their little kiki with their judges. And I think Candy was a little more timid. And then I think Joey was a little more, I need to be like that bitch.
Yeah, it was weird to see how these queens reacted two on two.
So I felt like it was a little sincere for Candy because you could see her vulnerability, and it was a little insincere for Joey J. Even though I do like Joey J from his interviews, and he's very much trade. I think he's a trade of the season for me. Maybe next to Olivia, we'll get there. But I don't know. So they do a lip sync to "Call Me Maybe" by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay, when I tell you, when Candy Muse picks up the boombox she carried into the workroom and turns it on at the beginning of the song. Oh, when she presses
play.
I'm just like, damn, bitch, she said, I'm ready.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to start this off on a good note.
She did, and she followed it through. She was having a cute-ass time.
And I just didn't understand why Joey J was knocking her tits for the, like, first chorus.
I don't fucking know. Like, she's over here clucking already, and her feathers just falling.
Maybe.
Falling.
That's all I saw was she was shedding.
They were not Sasha Velour's flower petals. Rose petals. They were just chicken feathers all over the stage.
I cannot.
And then Candy Muse turned off the boombox.
Oh, but before she did that, she did the violin part, and I was dying on the floor. She did the...
Oh, and then those nuances. Yeah, really, and then the fake splits.
I was like, so, like...
Oh, yeah, she did the fake splits like Monet. Yeah. Yeah.
And then she...
The turned, fake out.
She turned off the boombox. Everyone laughed. At the end of it, Candy Muse wins. What do you think? Do you agree or you disagree?
I 100% agree.
Definitely agree with you as well. I think Candy kind of...
She really did that.
Yeah. In Drag Race now, yes, you can be a fierce dancer, but if you don't have the nuances...
You have to have those nuances, that little something that puts you just over the edge of the other
person. That makes
it
rememberable. That makes them, like...
Make them laugh. Make them have a good time. You just have a good time, and they will have a good time.
Right. That's, like, the great thing, like, with Alyssa. We know she can...
She can full out dance,
and she's a beautiful dancer, but she still even does the little nuances with her eyes, with her stares. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the little things like that that make you a great performer in my eyes.
Absolutely.
So, with Candy heading to the Untucked room, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yeah,
and we're unclear at this moment where Joey J goes. We think she's
just in the pork chop lounge.
Well, we're not there. We don't know about the pork chop lounge. I thought she was dragging at the airport. I was like, maybe it's COVID. They literally have to do a super short season, maybe for COVID or whatever. But, and so the next person to walk into the workroom, we go back like nobody had been there before, and in comes Denali.
Ooh.
What is your take on Ms. Denali from Chicago? Well, from Alaska, now currently residing in Chicago.
Okay, I thought just glitz and glamour. This bitch had balls. She was killing it.
Yeah.
She had the balls to come up in there with some ice skates on.
And they were fucking stoned.
My thing is, she was not prepared for lipstick.
She didn't know what was in it
for a photo shoot.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
A sickening ass photo shoot at that.
I will say, I love the garment. I wish there was something done with the top for the future when she lip syncs so it wouldn't fall down. I wish there was something done there. And the only other real critique, because I absolutely love the hair. I love the long blonde pony. I think her mug could have been softer.
A little bit.
I think she really painted for a club and she hasn't learned how to paint for TV yet.
Maybe not.
So I just think some of her lines were a little harsh. But she gives great commentary and great face. She broke the fourth wall later in the show, and I was dying laughing.
She's out here.
So she thought she was there by herself, and then in comes Miss Lala Ree from Georgia.
She says she's a little razzle dazzle.
She's a little razzle dazzle. I am going to take this off the bat. I absolutely hate the blazer. I think we have different opinions on this blazer.
We do have different opinions on this blazer. I mean, I hate it. It's not the best blazer. I'm not going to say, like, it's... But it was her entrance look. She was trying to give a little mask, a little turtleneck.
I love white on her skin complexion. I absolutely do.
I just felt like the hem color of that was just, like, a cut.
Yeah. If the hemming on it would have been fixed or something else...
I don't know.
And then the hair was a shake and go.
Ooh.
It was so flat.
The flattest hair I've ever seen. That was a bad wig.
I really couldn't.
I was like, girl, pump it up a little bit.
Just pump it up.
Do a little something. Razzle dazzle them, girl.
Razzle dazzle.
You bring in a razzle dazzle and a shake and go. Oh my God.
But I don't know. And, I don't know. She's super charming, though. Super, super charming.
Absolutely. She razzle-dazzled me, I said.
Great smile. She's beautiful.
Yes. She was funny. Yep. Made me laugh. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And then RuPaul enters on the screen and says, make your way to the main stage where they meet the judges, just like the last group.
It was...
I just love their faces when they get done chit-chatting and RuPaul goes, okay. Two girls stand before me.
Yep.
And then the lights turn red and they realize,
like,
what's going on.
What?
Okay. Denali's shitting herself. Absolutely shitting herself. She's in ice skates on the main stage and is about to have to lip sync for her life.
In ice skates.
And the song that they're lip syncing to is When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls.
So she's got to be all bopping and moving.
What do you think about the lip sync?
I was really disappointed in the way that, like, Denali was having, like, these malfunctions with her, like, dress and whatever. Because, like I said, she was ready for a photo shoot, 100%.
You could tell she could dance, but she couldn't do the thing that she wanted to do because she was in the
ice skate. She was really trying to stay balanced
on those skates. I think Lala Ree is a good dancer. She was just sloppy. And I don't know if that was nerves.
Maybe.
And so I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say it was just nerves.
She tried to turn it out. She did it.
And so, and the lip sync's over, and Miss Lala Ri is the winner. And how do you feel about that? Do you agree or disagree on that?
I agree on that just solely based on the fact that she wasn't prepared. And my thing is, you're going to Drag Race. I know, like, the first episode is usually a like, photo challenge or a runway challenge. But, girl, be prepared for some shit.
All right. Are you ready to know my thoughts?
Yes.
I fully disagree. Mm. I think Denali, even though with the malfunctions, with the limitations she had, I think she pulled it out. And I think she should not have lost. I absolutely think they got it wrong. And no, this is no disrespect to Lala Ri. I think she's a fantastic queen and a beautiful queen. I just think in that scenario, I would have gave it personally to Denali.
I mean, I see that. But.
We can't change it. Well, how do you feel? What do y'all feel?
Are you feeling it?
Jinx, bitch, you owe me a Dr. Pepper that's in the fridge later. But so, Lala goes back to the winner's circle in the untucked workroom, and we find that Denali is now in what's called the loading dock. Yeah. And we see all the first ever eliminated queens from RuPaul's Drag Race history.
I mean, it's kind of sickening. Don't get me wrong, but it's just the old.
Like, it's just so confusing. And like by the end of it, by the third lip sync, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, I was kind of over RuPaul saying, "And you get the pork chop."
Bitch,
what is it? Fully explain.
Yeah, fully explain what the pork chop is.
So Denali and Joey J are just as confused as we are.
Absolutely.
Denali's in disbelief that she could potentially be going home, and Joey J's like, "Can I just call my mom? I think I'm going home." She's just kind of defeated. But so they have their moment, and then walking into the workroom next. Tommy walks into the workroom next.
Ooh, Simone. My God.
How you feel about Miss Simone?
I love Simone. She is a Capricorn. Ooh. She walked in with these little Polaroids all over her body and the slinky little dress.
Yes.
She was killing it for
legs.
Me.
And her arms were glistening.
She reminds me of Dita Ritz almost.
Yes. But this will be.
This will be.
Yes.
She just killed it, honestly.
Yes,
she
absolutely.
She was interesting. Oh, well, I wrote down, killed it. she killed it.
No, I absolutely agree. When she walked in, I was like, and I loved her hair choice with that orange.
Oh, it's just
super
like,
beautiful.
The roots with the blonde and some orange.
I love the orange, but I would love to see her maybe in, like, a fuller blonde hair.
I think she was, like, in an interview that I saw with her, but girl.
Yeah, yeah.
her, mm-mm.
And so she's in there, everything. And then, holla at me, I know you know me.
Holla at me, I know you know me.
Miss Tamisha Email walks into the workroom. And I'm sorry, we gotta talk about the tagline. The tagline on that one, you know Miss Tamisha has been saying that at her nightly gigs, wherever she be working, to get the club's attention. What was Grace's, I don't know if you were there yet, what was her intro?
I have no idea.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to ask her and put it on the next pod, but she had a saying too. Every drag queen has like a saying.
Yeah, because...
Like, hell fuck, give me a hell yeah. That was it.
Delicious was, hey, and they would yell back, ho, and she would say, your mother.
Yeah, I love Dee. She's so funny.
Mine was, can I get an oh yeah? And they would give me an oh yeah, and then I'm like, can I get an oh fuck yeah? And she's over here, holla at me, I know you know me. Yeah. I know I do know you, sis.
Well, yeah, we've been
you.
We getting to know you now. So she's from Georgia too. She's Miss Lala Ri's drag mother. So that's funny. They had no idea either one was going. I wished the outfit was, she looks beautiful. I had two critiques. I wish the outfit fit a little more tight on her body. I think it was kind of loose in places, and I wish she had fuller hair. The slick back hair, I just felt like made her face shape. Not what I would have loved
to see. It wasn't the best. And I just wrote down, Why your titties like that?
She always have titties like that, girl.
I just want to know why your titties is like that.
Girl.
It just does not look right to me. You don't have a neck. Like, you took away your neck for some titties. Like, girl, put something up in there and just contour or something. Like, I don't know what's wrong. Like, why your titties like that?
Why your titties like that? That's going to be one of your first merch. Why your titties like that?
Why your titties like that?
So they go to the main stage. They do the kiki with the judges. Y'all can watch it. I don't want to spend a lot of time on like what they said to the judges because we're here for like the looks and then the stunts and then the lip syncs. So their lip sync song is The Pleasure Principle by Miss Janet Jackson.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Miss Tamisha, she started out real strong.
Bitch, she said, oh, I performed this song 57 times walking with my Walkman.
Dance moves.
She was, you know, she listened to this on her Walkman.
But she wore herself out.
Yeah, she got, her steam ended way too quickly.
By the end of the lip sync, it was just not, it was not the tea.
Yeah, see, when I watched it,
you gotta have a build. You can't just go. See,
yeah, that's what I was going for. Because I was, when I watched it the two times, I noticed that Tamisha was 100% Jan style right out the get. And then Simone really took her time to connect. And then she had those nuances where I didn't think Tamisha had those nuances.
No, and the nuances really make it.
Yeah, because at the first part, I was like, oh, Simone going to the loading dock.
Oh, she said, hey.
Yeah, Tamisha came out the gate. And I think it just wore her down so quickly.
To
and
come
her
out the
nerves
gate like
and everything.
That. Yeah. And she didn't know she was going to be lip syncing, especially in that outfit with her titties like that.
Yeah, with her titties. Okay, and so the song ends, and the winner of this lip sync for your life is Simone. How do you feel? Do you agree or disagree? Are you feeling it?
I agree. I'm feeling it. Miss Simone really did that. She had a build. She told a story. She gave me nuance.
She told a story.
She gave me leg.
Would also say that I also agree that Simone was definitely the winner of this lip sync. I think that once she built herself up, she was really fucking there. Really fucking there. Oh, and I forgot to say, RuPaul looks absolutely fucking stunning.
Absolutely.
Even though she's wearing the dress she wore on Saturday Night Live.
Absolutely.
She looks stunning in a recycled dress.
I mean, maybe she was filming when she wore that dress on SNL.
I mean, we could do some research, but I'm just saying. I ain't never want, if I come back to the drag scene after this COVID shit is over, I'm gonna pull it up. I don't want nobody talking about, oh, you wore that like 3 weeks ago. Bitch, look at RuPaul.
Recycle. Twice.
I am saving the environment. Move the fuck on.
Oh my god.
So as we move the fuck on, Tommy, who comes into the workroom next?
Okay, some mad Leo energy. Ooh. Got Mick walks up in there.
She's here to crash the system.
The system.
Loved that line. Loved it. Chef's kiss.
I love it. I love the clownness of it. I love this makeup. I kind of dig the whole clown face with the grayscale and some pops of color.
But I have to say on that, I love it. I hope I don't see it the whole season, but from what I'm seeing from promos, that's what I'm going to see. So I think as my fellow Virgo sister, Miss Michelle Visage, Miss Michelle Visage is a fan of the pod, we're both going to have that issue of, I need to see something different.
A little bit different, yeah.
Mix up, can you do glamour without the shtick?
For sure.
You know, because, I mean, Dusty Ray Bottoms with the dots.
Yeah.
You know, they're always saying Acid Betty was something else every now and then.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch. But I also do have to say, got make his trade for me. Hella trade.
Hella trade.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
But I do want to see Got Make in an acting challenge.
I do too. I can't wait. Like, yeah. I feel like they got some things to pull out.
Yeah. And then walks in the workroom, Utica Queen from Utica, Kansas? Wisconsin, somewhere.
Utica. From Utica.
Yeah, from Utica.
Utica from Utica.
And she walks in saying, she's sickening.
Oh my God.
I felt was too soon.
I'm like, girl.
As you know, you filmed in a pandemic. That's kind of triggering.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be a snowflake, but damn, bitch. Damn. You really thought that one through, didn't you?
You had to get tested to come on this show, girl.
Right. And then you sneeze into your hands and put it into your hair and then go see Got Mick. I'm just like, girl.
No, 6 feet.
Yeah.
Baby.
And then I love her face. I loved the hair minus the strawberry.
Minus the strawberry.
I didn't love the jacket. I didn't love the pants. I loved the vest underneath. It was blue. It was very, very pretty.
I just didn't, but like, it was just
a lot.
A bunch of things just all put together on a person.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel it. I was just trying to find something nice to say.
With a snazzy attitude.
I hate when people are just like, I'm kooky. Like, I'm kooky. You don't have to tell us you're kooky to be kooky. We can obviously see,
girl,
you're kooky.
Yeah, I can see. I just wrote, what's going on?
I just put a lot. Just a lot.
Just a lot.
Because she came in a ball of energy, and that was just like a lot for me.
Yeah.
As I wrote twice. But her promo look was a lot better than her entry look.
Yeah, no, I really like the promo look.
Yeah, that was a really good glow up. So they make their way to the main stage, do their little kiki with the judges, and their lip sync song is I Died. I would have loved to perform this on Drag Race.
Oh my
God. They got to perform Rumors by Miss Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, Lilo.
Miss Lilo.
I feel like Gottmik really embodied that song.
I just needed her to loosen up a little bit. That was my only critique on Gottmik. I needed her to loosen up.
Okay. Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. I just, again, benefit of the doubt, nerves. So if you ever have to do this again, you got it out of your system. So let's, hopefully the nerves aren't there.
Yeah.
I think Utica had some cute and funny nuances, but then again, that's also to say you can't win a lip sync on just nuances.
Yeah. And all Utica was doing was humping the floor at one point in time, like doing some weird style. I was, and I wrote again, what's going on?
So yeah, it ends, and the winner of this lip sync for your life is Gottmik. I definitely agree with that.
Hands down agree.
I can't wait to see what's next. So Utica goes to the pork chop loading dock, and Gottmik gets to go to the winner's circle in the Untucked Lounge, and then it's all switched up, and in comes, hi!
Rosé!
Miss Rosé with that stunt. I would have felt so awkward if I did that stunt. And she looked around, and there was no one in the room. And she was like, I literally did this for no one. What the fuck?
Girl, it was a lot.
And the purse was great.
Hers
that was champagne glass.
A champagne glass.
Yes.
But then here comes Olivia.
Oh my gosh, Olivia Lux. Oh, hold on. Before we get to Olivia.
Okay,
hold Rose, on. Rosé. I think she's super funny. She's a singer, she's a dancer, and then she is Stephanie's child. So she is in a girl group with Jan.
Yeah.
From season
New York Queen.
12, yeah, season 12. Yep. Love Jan. Love Jan.
Absolutely love Jan.
So can't I'm excited to see. She's super funny. Her confessionals crack me up.
Yeah, no, she's already killing it.
Oh, yeah, she cracks me up.
Hopefully she didn't get knocked off.
In comes, with another tiny fucking purse.
With another tiny purse, Olivia Lux.
Olivia Lux. And Lux be a lady tonight, because that lady is beautiful.
My
beautiful.
Oh,
I didn't love the fabric. Love the colors. Didn't love the fabric. I think the fabric made her look a little more bigger than she actually is.
I agree. But the colors and how it was like on her. She gave me Pisces. She gave me pink lemonade.
Yeah. Did clock though. not hate, but would have switched. So she had pink on one side, yellow on one side. So pink lemonade. But she had the same glove color on each side. So a yellow side with a yellow glove and a pink side with a pink glove. She should have swapped them. And she should have had a pink heel instead of two yellow heels.
Yeah, she had two yellow.
She should have fully thought that part out through.
Yeah, if you're going to go there, go all the way there.
But mug, hair, beautiful. That smile. Oh, my God. She is.
Teeth. Give me teeth.
Baby, if you don't mind some traveling, I don't mind. I got some frequent flyer miles I can use. Because you is stunning. So
Olivia is everything. Oh my God. I couldn't get over her.
Yeah.
And she 100% destroyed it for me.
Yes. And so they make their way to the main stage. So Rosé was hosting a pageant that Olivia was in.
Oh my God.
So that kind of shows like the balance of where they're at in the drag society, because not drag society, but like drag world where everyone's at in there. Mm-hmm. Like Olivia's been doing this for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, she's been doing it and for a year and a half. Yeah. But I mean, obviously she put in the work because she's on Drag Race. Shit. Like it takes a lot for people to get on Drag Race.
She was like, she's a piano player.
Oh yeah. I've watched a couple of her piano videos.
Oh really? Are they good?
On Insta. There's a couple of them that are good. I'm just like, song choice? I mean like, I know how it is, girl. You shine me. But she was shining bright like a diamond. I guess she was just shining her bright light for Rihanna. Rihanna also a Pisces. Pisces. I don't know, girl.
That's a lot of fish, bitch.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of fish.
You better work, fish. Yeah, no. Anyways, so the lip sync song that they are doing are X's and O's by L. King.
Oh, my fucking God.
I loved out of all this. So we have to, I mean, I think you and I both agree that majority of these lip syncs were very lackadaisical.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what people were frustrated about, but then we have to realize, like, this is not what they thought there was going to happen.
No, they didn't think they were going to lip sync for their lives day one.
Yeah, so benefit of the doubt, these are nerve lip syncs, but this lip sync, oh my God, the dancing, the acting, the nuances.
When I say prepared, Olivia Lux was fucking prepared. Take that, Denali Fox. I'm just saying.
I was so concerned for her because I thought that she was just in this gown, and I'm just like, Rosé is about to slay. She's in this bodysuit and jacket. She's about to twirl kick, do all this bad shit. And she's then Olivia exes. Takes Look off that in a fucking bodysuit, and she just looks fantastic.
She killed it.
And so, what do you think about, so they end the lip sync. Olivia Lux is declared the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree or disagree?
I agree, because Rosé was just flopping on the floor, and she was trying to pull out stunts, but she was really just pulling out runs.
No, 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 no. I am totally disagreeing
with this. You disagree?
I don't disagree with the full winner, but what I disagree with is I don't think Rosé should have been in the loading zone. I think it should have been a double Shantae, because that was the best lip sync of the night.
I mean, they really did both.
They both turned it out. Like,
they pulled out the stops.
Out of anything, you could have had 7 girls in the winner's lounge and 6 girls in the loading dock. That makes more sense. Well, no, because, I mean, I guess for later purposes, you have to have 7 because of the whole, you know, 1, 2, yeah, we'll talk about it later. But anyways, I thought it should have been a double Shantae. And so I'm mad. So Rosé is kind of petty, I would say, when she's leaving, and I don't blame her because she's like, so confused.
I don't
confused.
Know what's going on, and I'm like, bitch, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
As a contestant, you probably spent a shit ton of money to not expect to go home on the first
day one
as a New York queen, like an established New York queen.
Like, that cannot happen.
Yeah, like. Wow, and she was like, I don't know what's happening, but
I mean, it's a good scare tactic to be like, you're not safe.
Yeah.
Like, this is, we're not playing safe this year. You were going to show your A game day one.
Let me ask you, if you were on Drag Race, how would you react if that was you, if you were in Rosé's position?
What? Getting knocked off?
Yeah, getting the pork chop. First episode.
I mean, I would react the same way. Oh, my God. Like, okay, well, I don't know what's going on, but here I go.
I literally probably would cuss out RuPaul on stage.
It's not in my contract.
Is it, like, day one, motherfucker?
Really?
I'd be like, I'm getting my suitcase. I'm coming out of this main stage. You're going to watch me dress in and out of everything I fucking brought. And go give me a motherfucking crown and place it on this head. Crown it.
She a Virgo. She a little mouthy sometimes.
Michelle would love it. But anyways, so Olivia heads to the Untucked Lounge as declared a winner, feeling so great she beat fellow New Yorker Rosé.
It was full circle for her.
Full circle. And then in walks Miss Tinta Burter.
Tinta Burter?
How are you feeling about Miss Hot Dog Ketchup and Mustard?
I loved her, Miss Big Red. She a corn dog.
Listen, I know she tried firefighter, but all we got was Ronald McDonald's or a hot dog. And I want a hot dog real bad from this Tinta Turner. Listen, she's so fucking funny. I'm very confused on what boy band she declared she was in because I have searched online and I cannot find any trace.
We was looking, but
and I think she used to also date Graham Norton from, like, he's a judge on Drag Race UK. He also has, like, his own TV show over there. I didn't fully read the article because I was like, what boy band? Because I'm, like, a fan of boy bands from the 90s and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
if you were in a boy band, we gotta know about it.
Yeah. And so she's in there, funny. What's your take on her?
I like her. I think she's giving that camp that I needed. She's giving me something a little different. I've seen queens like her, like, around And it's just nice to see somebody on
the show. I think it changes up the atmosphere.
Yeah, it definitely does. Like having that big campy queen, somebody who's loud, not afraid to say something.
People keep comparing her to Sherry Pie, and the other people are like, please stop. You're kind of like tarnishing like her. Like, stop painting her in that light just because she's a similar queen. And I was just watching season 12. I'm just like, they look and act nothing alike, though.
No.
Like, Tina's this badass New Yorker, and Sherry Pie is this like 50-year-old housewife New Yorker.
Yeah.
Like, totally different, like...
No.
Sherry acts like a slut, where Tina's a fucking slut, you know?
Yeah, she just says it out loud. Like, she doesn't have to hide shit.
Lives her best life.
She a big bitch.
And then in walks Miss Virgo, Miss Kamora Hall.
Kamora Hall.
Listen, she is a lady.
She gave me that Mackie doll. She said, okay.
Mackie doll out the box. She is a fucking lady. That Mackie dress is fucking gorgeous.
Oh my.
Her hair was fucking gorgeous. I think she could have contoured a little more.
She could have painted
whoever I said earlier, they need to learn to paint for like TV.
It was a little lackadaisical.
Yeah. But she's fucking beautiful.
The dress is stunning. Hair was stunning.
Until the lip sync, because there was that one piece of her hair. Oh. And I'm just like, on a sculpted hair like that, that's not a twirl kind of hair. She was ready for a photo shoot. Not a lip sync. And especially with that Bob Mackie dress. But whatever. And then in comes Miss Elliot with two T's in her Golden Girl Realness jacket. How do you feel about her Golden Girls getup in that Blanche Devereaux in her prime?
Out here, she said, I like to just be a mid-housewife, this, that, and the other thing. Listen, like, Midwestern housewife.
I think she's funny. She can dance.
She got some pump, though, on her forehead. Can't even move her forehead. I mean, I don't blame you. Do your thing, girl.
You
but like
the money, girl.
Be able to emote at least.
Right.
Raise your eyebrows, sis.
Raise your eyebrows.
Oh, my God. I just wrote four things. For that one.
You shitty bitch. She said raise them eyebrows. But, yeah, so I guess Tina and Elliot kind of know each other from a drag brunch or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know, that was a cute little
setup. That was a whole little Vegas thing. But
RuPaul comes on the screen, says, bitches, get your ass to my motherfucking runway. They make their way to the runway, have their little kiki, and then their lip sync, their three-way lip sync, I'm glad they did a three-way, I think that was cool, is to Lady Marmalade by Pink, Lil' Kim, Christina Aguilera, and Maya.
Listen, this lip sync was intense, but the reason was is everybody's trying to lip sync every part of the song.
I wish they would have had a kiki real quick, been like, you take Christina, you take Maya, well, I'll do Pink, and then I'll do Lil' Kim.
Yeah, so they all kind of like tried to do something, but in the end, it's just Elliot with two T's and Kamora doing literally the same thing.
No, I think...
Well, they were like bending back, doing
that thing.
Yes,
it was a three-way lip sync, but I really think it was just a two-way lip sync. Kamora looked great. Kamora looked beautiful. But I think the other two outshined. The only thing that was Elliot's downfall was the pump in her face because she could not give face. She looked like a deer in headlights the whole time. Yes, you're doing these bop-ass moves, but your face is just like... Yeah, like no movement. Like, I need emotions. But then Miss Tina Burner comes in and ate that Missy Elliott part.
She ate it.
She ate it.
She came. She said, "Come through," and she came through.
Oh, that's what I was just like. This is Tina. This is definitely Tina.
Tina's just beat both of these girls.
And then RuPaul agreed with us that Miss Tina Turner won. So, do you agree on that?
I agree.
Perfect. I agree too. Yeah, Miss Tina Turner. She says, "Now it's stuck in my fucking head."
Can I just say, Michelle's new teeth look beautiful.
Can we also say that Tina gave up masturbating for a year because she went up that lip sync?
Yep. Poor girl.
Girl, when that time ends, hit Andrew Bowman wrote on all social. Okay, so if we take a look at it in the pork chop loading dock, we have Rosé, Denali, Joey J, Tamisha Iman, Utica Queen, Elliot with two T's, and Kamora Hall. And then in the winner circle, we have Miss Olivia Lux, Miss Candy Muse, Simone, Got Mick, Tina, and La Rie. Do you agree with who's in the pork chop loading dock?
I mean, not really, because it's half of the queens. So I'm just like, y'all should be doing this whole drag race thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's cute stuff, but it makes me anxious as a person. Like,
what's going on?
Because some of these queens I was really excited to see. And now this, like, so RuPaul comes out and says, oh, yeah, I can't eliminate all you.
So, like, you guys got to pick who's going to go home.
Yeah, you, I'm like, y'all have to vote. And then Tamisha, I'm sorry, she said, I'm the only black girl, so don't vote me. I cackled. It was so funny.
You can't vote me out. No, girl, we can't.
How would you do it? If you were, so, we'll do it the two different scenarios, with you and then with me. So, you're in the pork chop Lodi dock with Rosé, Denali, Joey, Tamisha, Utica, Elliot, and Kimora.
Okay.
How would you go, just meeting these queens, without seeing their performances, base your elimination strategy? Who would you vote for? Would you vote by look? Would you vote by personality?
I mean, that's hard. I would have to go on look and a little bit of personality. I mean, if you've been a cry ass this whole time back here, yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, we're all back here, whatever, but if you've just been crying, moaning, and bitching this whole time, be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, right. All right, girl, like, I get it, but calm the fuck down. Like, okay. Maybe that.
So, who'd you vote for?
Either Elliot with two T's.
Okay.
Or Utica Queen.
Damn. Just those two. So, which ones again? Say it again. Say it. Say their names.
Elliot with two T's.
And?
Utica.
Ooh, you shady bitch.
I'm sorry, Utica's costume was not on. And she was,
okay, was so... If I'm in this, I kind of have a different strategy than you.
Okay.
Yes, I would. I would go by looks.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really go by personality.
Okay.
I would go by looks, and I would go by how other people saw them or knew them.
Okay.
And where they're from. I'm the bitch that will play the game. I'm sorry. As a fan, I love Rosé. Yeah. If I was a fellow competitor, I would vote her. That is Rosé from New York City. That's Jan's sister.
Yeah.
She's competition.
That you is competition. Competition. You would vote out the competition?
I would keep Joey J. Like, I'm sorry, if you think you're a filler queen, then you brought filler stuff.
Yep.
So I'm going to keep you around and make an ally out of you, just in case we ever got to vote again.
Yep.
You play the game. This is what you signed up for. Yes, you're in a sisterhood, but your sister should understand. There's a $100,000 check.
But I'm not trying to be... I guess I would be trying to be standing around some ugly
people. They ain't going to know who you voted for unless they ask.
Yeah, they right.
So if they keep it anonymous and no one goes around asking...
No, oh, yeah.
Then I keep my tea to myself. And even so, I'd be like, really I voted vote for girl the such and such. Huh?
I wonder if they're really going to make them vote a girl off.
I bet. I bet.
That's, like, different, because they don't even know each other. Nope. They just met each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, just met each other. Yeah. They might have known each other from, like, wherever, but...
You want to know what I'm...
This is your first impression of somebody, and you got to be like, bye, sis.
Brain blast, bitch.
Okay.
What if they wanted to pull the extra Goopenthal?
Goopenthal!
On the gig. And say... Winner's Circle... Cash there are up. 7 fellow queens that are in the pork chop loading zone. Only 6 of them will return.
Oh my god.
It is your duty to vote one of your fellow queens and send them home.
Mm-mm.
And then the winners have to pick someone to vote off.
So from the pork chop lounge?
So if the people in the winner circle in the Untucked Lounge, so Olivia, Candy, Simone, Gottmik, Tina, and Lala, they all had to vote somebody out from the pork chop loading dock. Ooh. I don't think the loser should have had to vote out. I think the winner should have had to vote out.
Yeah.
That would have been a goop and a gag.
The goop and the gag.
Yeah. So, RuPaul, come to me if you want writing. Because I know you're a fan of the pod, so.
Oh, my God.
But, so, yeah, I would vote out Rosé.
It was a lot.
And now, I think we should quickly go through and go through our tops and bottoms of everything. So,
ooh, tops and bottoms.
I think I want to start doing like our top feels. You know, are you feeling it?
Ooh, top feels.
So our top what feels and our bottom feels. And so for our top feels, Tommy, who is your top feel of the week for runway?
It was definitely Olivia Lux for me.
For the workroom entrance?
Workroom entrance. I loved her look. It was so good.
Okay, and... For me, I really would have to say Candy Muse for me.
It's the denim.
Yeah, the denim. I think she looked absolutely beautiful and stunning. I just loved the whole gig on it.
She did a good job. I liked her shit too, but I'm a sucker for a Libby look.
And for your bottom feels?
It was definitely Utica for me.
Same.
The look was not right.
No, I just think out of everyone that I could think on the runway, I would put a close second to Lala. But I think she was the weakest of the workroom entrants.
I mean, to put into consideration, Utica is a Gemini. That bitch just could not decide what to put on, so she put it all on.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day.
Okay, so next I want to do the best lip sync, like, duo. Like, so out of all six performances, which one do you think was the best lip sync?
I would have to go with Rosé and Olivia.
Rosé and Olivia?
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with you on that one.
It was great. They gave face. They gave some
Yeah, that's gags. The one that I was just like, this has to be a double Chante.
It was
has
good.
To. Yeah.
No, if it weren't for old girl falling on the ground, acting foolish and shit.
Yeah. Okay, and your worst lip sync. Which one? Which pair?
I would have to say Gottmik and Utica.
Gottmik and Utica?
Just because I feel like it was very lethargic. It was just like, we doing it, okay, whatever.
But
I wasn't vibing.
I'll make a controversial statement and say that I agree.
Oh my god!
As much as I love that song, and it was probably one of my favorite songs next to probably Lady Marmalade, for the lip syncs, I was very disappointed. I'm just like, I would love to see, like, Simone or Olivia Lux or even Rosé perform that song, you know? Okay, and so, who's your favorite to win?
Okay,
so far, based on episode one,
so
who
far,
is your, who's taking home the crown?
Olivia Lux. I'm sorry about it. Let a Pisces bring that bitch home.
All right, you think Olivia Lux from episode one, that's your girl.
I don't know. She's been doing it for 5 minutes. She could do it. That or maybe Tina Burner.
Tina. So your top two would be Tina and Olivia Lux.
Yep.
Okay. And I think... Okay, so I have two also. So I would have to agree with you on Olivia Lux. Solely because I don't know what's going to happen with the pork chop loading dock.
Mm-hmm.
But my other one, if they survive, would take place, would be Rosé.
Okay.
I want her to kind of take it home.
Okay. You want her to make it farther?
Yeah.
I feel like, who's your top four?
Oh, top four. It would have to be Olivia Lux, Candy Muse, Rosé. This is where it gets hard because I'm split between three. I'm split between Tina Gottmik and Denali, but I think I would have to give it to Tina.
Okay, so my top four is probably Candy Muse.
Uh-huh.
No. My top four would be Olivia Lux.
Uh-huh.
Gottmik,
mm-hmm.
Simone,
mm.
And it's hard because I want to choose Candy, but I feel like her Scorpio ass is going to get in her head. And so I'm like,
but I think she's
Tina Burner.
That's so hard, Tina top four. Even though it's easy for me to say a top two, but it's so hard for a top four.
Yeah. It's hard to know who's going to be there, but... Yeah. I'm so excited for this season. Yes. I can't wait to see
you. I can't wait for off. Friday.
I need Friday to be here ASAP. Yes.
So just so everyone knows, RuPaul Drag Race season 13 airs on VH1 every Friday at 8. And then Untucked directly after that, which I think is like 9:30 because I believe it goes for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then you can check it on your other platforms that load it after it airs.
And we will be here every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Sometimes Wednesday, because we can say fuck it and be late because we have lives as well. But we're so dedicated to this podcast, so there will always be a podcast.
There's always going to be an episode by the end of the week.
Yes.
You bet and your bottom dollar.
Make sure you check out the original Are You Feeling It podcast every Friday. You can check out all of our social media. We list it everywhere. We'll list it in this podcast. And if you want to reach out to us, hit us up in our email at areyoufeelingitpod@gmail.com.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for talking Drag Race.
Yes, and make sure you sub to all of our stuff.
Sub.
Let us know who you think is going to win. Let us know if you're feeling what we're feeling or if you have different opinions. We love the conversations. We love to talk. And thank you to all of our overseas listeners. And we will see you on Friday.
Ooh.
Bye.